let's make that a motion.
That's the motion.
And who moved and who seconded?
We haven't had it moved.
Let's do it.
Okay, I'll move it.
Move it.
Move. Second?
Second.
Okay.
So write down that Jen moved and Dan seconded.
Okay.
Okay, so now we're ready for
to
the second motion.
Well, no, the board has
to
vote.
Can we vote on this now? Do we?
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
This is to adopt the
IIPP. Any opposed? Okay. So it's passed. Thank you. The second motion is the second topic is the board adopts the personnel policy attached and delegates to the personnel committee to make any additional refinements.
The authority to
make additional refinements to the personnel policy.
I move.
You move. Dan moves. I'll second.
Favor.
In favor?
Okay.
Okay, yes.
All opposed. Okay.
Okay, that covers my report.
Okay.
And
do we need
don't
to
we have to prove the budget?
Minor oversight.
Brian,
I'm going brain dead. Yes.
Quick question about
any questions?
This may be a small point, but the T program at Jacoji has really evolved and been quite a service, and there's a cost to it, and I'm wondering, should that be designated, or does that go under?
That would be under
ceremonies
and
classes.
Yeah, that's ceremony.
So any checks you get go under this line item. The donations.
Just a minute. When I put the expenditures for such things, I put it as a ceremony in class. I often get a check that says, "Thank you for the tea ceremony." In that case, I don't put it as a designated thing because that isn't a designated account. The designated accounts are the animal and the teacher and those. I just put it in the general donations, but I do break it out in terms of the expenditures as a ceremony because it's a ceremony.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you, do you think we should have a designated fund for tea?
I would ask Mado that because she knows what the, at least lately, what the how much expenditure goes into that and how popular it's been.
I mean, why isn't it just a Jacoji activity?
It's a relative term, but all I can say is that it really feels as if this is a practice that is very meaningful to me, and I feel a certain dedication to Jiro, my teacher, to carry on what he began here, which is very significant for many people. And so I've been serving tea almost every day for anyone. I serve tea to a blue jay because my tea guest didn't show up. But it's an ongoing practice, and to serve high-grade tea is an expensive proposition. And matcha is, you can go through a lot of matcha in a very small short period of time. And so I've been absorbing a lot of that because it's my practice. But if it becomes something that the board and Jacoji wants to support as an ongoing thing, I'm not going to be able to do that, and I won't be able to afford to do it. So it's up to you to determine whether that is a program that you would like to have developed and continue. And whether you would like to support it.
So I would propose that you, in subsequent years, give us a budget, give me a budget, or Brian a budget, before this meeting happens, so we can enter the right line item in here. And that for today, if you could just give us an estimate of how much would be helpful to you over the next year, we could increase this item, this line item, on ceremony and classes by what you estimate. To me, I don't believe that it's like the Republican Party, that we have to have the income that's donated for tea cover that tea. This is like one of our basic functions here. That's why we make all this money having people come here and retreats and, you know, making clean beds and all that, is so that we can support these types of ceremonies and the sessions. So I don't believe we need to make a designated fund for it and have it balanced, but we can certainly increase this so that we are able to continue and enlarge this practice.
Hollis, can she turn in her receipts of,
The
tea? And then you can be reimbursed by Jacoji just to keep that rolling.
Yeah, and
so
if
you get
want
the tea that you need, turn in the receipts, Fred writes you a check.
Up to now.
Who's on the finance committee?
That's going to come up in the discussion later, I think, after the closed meeting, I think.
Who's on the finance committee?
Yeah, because, I mean, that's sort of a finance committee. Well.
But I'm saying in terms of the budget, if she now wants to increase.
We're saying two things. We're saying past last year expenditures that she paid out of her own pocket can be reimbursed if it's under $1,000, the finance committee. And then if going forward, if you give us a number, we'll adjust the budget. And then you don't have to, then it's just automatic.
Sure. So do you want, how much would you like it to be?
I'd have to figure that out. Yeah. I'll try to do that before the day is over.
All right. So we have these two non-budgetary items approved right now.
Yeah, now we have to.
And now it's time to approve the budget. Mm-hmm. Anybody? Dan moves to approve the budget. Who seconds?
I'd like to state a concern, and this is just that, Brian has already described that it's a very conservative budget, and B, there's not much flexibility right now in the payment mechanisms. And I'm concerned that we get sort of into a police state where we're trying to, nobody's here is a buyer anymore for the residents, so we really have curtailed that almost completely.
We've had a buyer. Every sheikah has been a buyer, and the new sheikah will be buying.
And I've sat down with Chris and showed him the budget, this whole thing, not just the budget for this year, but, you know, the actual budget for the last few years. And I've explained to him that these are the parameters we operate in, and if something is authorized, for example, if we've authorized to spend X amount of dollars on food for the sessions and the whatever we spend, the Sunday program, et cetera, for the next year, and you're spending within that budget, that expenditure is already authorized. It's only if something extraordinary comes up that's outside the budget that then you have to go back to the finance committee. And if he were to be sheikah, then he was to track the items for which he is expending and keep on top of it. And he understands all that because he's done business before, and he was greatly pleased and relieved and had a big smile on his face when he realized that there's an actual logic to how we spend money here. And that
is there a sheikah budget at this point?
Yes, right.
There is a sheikah budget.
There's
yes.
a cliff budget.
And there's
that one doesn't cover it, I think.
There's a sheikah budget, there's a food budget, there's a toilet paper budget.
What's the sheikah?
It's the sheikah budget.
I think that one got subsumed into some other category after Todd left.
No.
There's something that says sheikah, 6305.
Yeah, and so that means what the sheikah is buying for sheikah needs. For example, that is if you need to buy more quilts for the bedroom, you need to buy more soap, you need to buy for the visitors, you need to buy a little
so it's proposed to be $500 for next
year. A little
it's a midpoint between the previous year
and math.
6105 is $11,000 for groceries.
But if
$1,500 for house supplies, housekeeping.
Right. And so she has Kathy has a credit card. So if you look on the first on the balance sheet, which you didn't hand out.
Balance sheet.
Yeah. Kathy has a credit card on a separate account that is the sheikah account. And the policy we decided upon is that we keep a balance of $1,000 in that account. Okay? And that...
You're talking about the debit card or credit card?
it doesn't matter. It's whatever you want to call it. You can call it debit. You can call it credit. It doesn't matter.
It's a debit card.
It's a debit card, but you have to run it as a credit card. Okay? Don't ask me why. I can explain it, but it's irrelevant. Okay.
So just a second now. Everyone is looking at the budget. You'll see that under checking account, 1050 is the Sheka checking at Chase.
That's the balance in the Sheka. So
we keep it up
at $1,000. So that credit / debit card can be used to buy any of the items that we have authorized as the budget, or I don't know if we voted or not, that we will authorize the budget. So she can spend up to, or he, now Chris, he can spend up to,
right here, 11,000. It should be groceries.
On groceries, exactly. 1,500 on toilet paper.
And then they have their own.
So look at page 2. Any of these things on page 2, what we authorize here, Chris or Ryan Guard or whatever, can spend up to that amount. We're going to track it. We're going to say, well, gee, it's $11,000 for groceries, so we should spend, so much for each session, looking at how much we spent last year, and then X amount of dollars per month for our Sunday program and a little bit more to buy the monk's breakfast, and it all adds up to $11,000, and we just track it within the QuickBooks program, and Chris just keeps on top of that. Do you understand?
Is that
it's not
work?
A matter of understanding. It's a matter of not agreeing, and I think at this point I would just be...
Not agreeing with what?
Withhold or not... Have an objection.
Tell me what is it that you think should be different?
I think the overall approach of the debit card and of constraining to these particular items is very restrictive in terms of what can be bought by the residents when. And that, last year I think the budget was, this credit card was running like a couple thousand dollars a month.
Right.
And you're talking about $500 a year.
No.
I realize that the groceries,
no.
That's $12,500 for the year.
No.
It's $1,000 a month for groceries and supplies.
Yeah, groceries,
that's
supplies.
Groceries, right.
And supplies.
But that's a different thing, and that's also a question of what you need, when you need it.
So what's an example of something that you think someone might need to buy, next month, that this would restrict from buying?
I couldn't come up with a specific
example.
Mm.
And I was going to ask next whether this had been included in the consideration of the Sheka budget. It's been talked about for a long time that we need new bedding for the guests. What we have was probably picked up at a thrift store 15 years ago. And it's kind of nasty. So, we need mattress pads. We need comforters.
I think those were bought, weren't they?
Not comforters.
I thought that was done just after last week.
Last week?
Okay, go ahead.
But anyway, I think it'll need more than $500 to get that done, and it is important.
$500
are
we talking about?
The Sheka budget.
Quite a bit.
You mean this balance sheet?
6305.
Yeah, this 6305.
Oh,
sheet.
Okay.
Well, the finance committee can work out those details.
No, if we want to enlarge the Sheka budget to reflect that, then all we need to do is, before we adopt this budget, make an estimate, just as I would like her to make an estimate of how much tea she would like this year before we adopt this budget. Mm-hmm. Just make a ballpark estimate of what you feel we should increase the Sheka budget by, and let's increase it and then vote on that and have that be the final Sheka budget. That's how I think one would properly go about doing that.
I'd like to make a recommendation that I think was responsive. It seems to me, you see, Hollis and I take a very conservative view of revenues. And so whereas I think there's very good reason to believe that we've way understated revenues. Now, even with our understated revenues, there's a $6,000 surplus in our budget. My feeling is that the board should approve the budget with the discretion to move that $6,000 into appropriate accounts during the year as needed. So if we did need to spend more money in the Sheka, the whole idea is not to come out $6,000 ahead. The idea is to come out in the black.
In the black or
somewhat
in
the black.
Yeah.
So that would allow us more flexibility. Then we have a meeting in December, and then we can look and see how we're doing revenue and expense wise. And if we need to, then we can add more I mean, we just don't want to have Jacoji in the condition it was in when we got started in this business, me and Hollis, and that is, you know, there was nothing. It was going down. So let's do that. Let's make that the motion that the board approves the budget, that to the extent any account, there's money needed in one of the major accounts, which are the grocery account, the housekeeping account, the Cliff's account, which is 6304, which both, Doug, you should be looking at that. That's where you're spending out of. And then 6305, the Sheikah account. To the extent there's need for, you know, money.
And the T account.
And the T account.
And the publishing, whatever this thing is you guys want to send around.
That funds can be allocated. And then a notice to the finance committee. So all we need is notice that you're doing this, so then we can keep track of what's going on.
Okay.
So okay.
Do you want to make that motion, or?
Yeah. The motion would be to approve the budget, with the proviso that the projected $6,000 surplus can be allocated to 6105, 6120. 6304 and 6305.
And 6455, that's for the T.
And 6455 as needed on notice to the Finance Committee.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So that way we'll keep track of it. If you're starting to allocate more than that, then we will say, wait a minute, you're up, you know, we'll give notice. You're up to 6,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
So unanimously approved.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So that puts the flexibility in there.
All right.
Have we adopted the budget yet?
First, yeah, we just did.
Okay.
Thank you very much for all your work on the budget, both you and Hollis. And also, I very much support what you were talking about earlier, providing an integrated approach to the budget. So to the extent that we can facilitate that, that would be wonderful.
Well, I will get back to you on that. I'm going to look into it and see if we can get a better accounting system that does a better job of keeping these records.
Okay. So, thank you, Hollis and Brian. The last item on the agenda is just general discussion items. Are there any? Yes?
So, whenever I'm filling out these insurance forms, which now John's wrestling with them, one of the questions they always ask is, do you ever have anyone go up on the roof? And also the workers' comp forms. They always ask that question. And the answer has to be no, because if it's yes, they're going to go through the ceiling.
Through the roof.
Through the roof and raise our rates and go totally psycho. So I know that there's this laissez-faire attitude that every, you know, whenever it is fall, spring, whenever it happens, we're having a session and someone says, hey, Joe, go up from the roof and clean out those rain gutters. But it's really a serious thing. When I sign something that's under penalty of perjury, or Brian does, that we don't have people go on the roof, if they go on the roof and they sue, that means Jacoji's negligent. We're not covered by our insurance because we did something that we swore we weren't going to do to the insurance company. What we really need to do is when someone has to go up in the roof and clean the rain gutters or whatever, we need to hire an independent contractor who has insurance for that. We can't continue to do this because eventually we're going to lose the whole
place. The really important
thing. I got insurance, and I've been doing it.
I'm doing it. The real important thing is, I've already broken so many things, so is that we have no volunteers. We do not have anybody, like at the retreat, oh, go on up and you do the gutters.
Or the residents.
No resident does it. I bring contractors down here all the time. They can clean the gutters.
Yeah,
they're equipped.
You have to
they're
stop
insured.
Doing that.
We also got covers on a lot of the gutters, so it's
right.
Making
if someone
it better.
Goes up and puts the covers every year. No.
But this brings up another subject, and that's the lack of a policy and procedures manual, because that would be highlighted in that. and not only that one, but a whole slew of other things that you can't do.
You cannot do.
You cannot do them. They're not optional. Don't even think about it.
Don't even.
And if you do them, these things will be in play.
Yeah.
You won't be able to come back here because you're jeopardizing our insurance.
Exactly.
I mean, serious stuff.
Where can we get a list of those things?
Well, he's the chair of the committee.
I don't know.
There's
never been
solar
a group
panels.
Put together
you
to
look
at this. I don't know what they
yeah, it's a contractor.
Nobody touches them except the contractor.
It's shameful to say that 33 years. We don't know what our risks are.
Well, isn't you, as chair of the personnel committee, isn't this now your responsibility?
It is indeed.
Well, so we're
going to adopt HR. That committee should be, in my opinion, changed to something else. This should be, the personnel is one thing, but that manual is a larger scope.
Well, we should have,
it's a
that
board.
Should be an action item, and we should have somebody who's responsible for it and actually make it
so
happen.
I think we should get these policies done first, if we're going to do it in the next couple weeks, and I think there'll be lots of work items that come out of that.
Yeah,
it's a working process. It's a living document, because we're going to learn all these hazards that we go through,
right.
That we've been overlooking for 3 years.
It's a committee or a task force.
Yeah.
I would suggest
it's so important.
That there's probably a comparable business to Jacoji, like let's say Esalen. I mean, it's like Jacoji,
mm-hmm.
only a lot
yeah.
bigger. And get their manual,
mm-hmm.
look at it, and you know
yeah.
do a copy change.
Yeah,
or yeah,
exactly,
yeah, because they have it worked out.
It's
a good point. If
yeah.
if Chris has access to Esalen's manual,
yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody keep this in their mind. And make
okay.
it happen.
Yeah. All right. Any
yeah,
other
I'd like to raise a related issue to this, and it connects with Chris's submission of a list of sustainability practices. I think all the board members may have received it, but I think while it isn't directly relevant to insurance, it's certainly a supplementary approach to practices which are sustainable, which are healthy, which are non-toxic, which take care of the earth. So there were, I think, four or five policy points that he made, ending with a recommendation that I think it's the resident teacher or someone, maybe the personnel committee now, establish a what I'm calling a Building Peaceful Relations Committee, but which otherwise is often called mediation or conflict resolution, but some sort of a mechanism by which conflicts and interpersonal and otherwise that arise in the community can be resolved. So do you remember getting this
yes.
email from him?
But I don't think that's something the board would adopt, right? It's not a policy in the way these other things are.
I wonder if we could say something just in favor of, like, the Jordan approves the efforts to define this policy and to promulgate it, just a voice of approval. I think that was what he was asking for.
Yeah, he was asking for a discussion, I think.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably important for the board to express its support for this discussion and for these policies. Not that the board has to implement them, but to express support.
Mito, I would like to suggest that we do that, that the board entertain a motion like that, but that we put on for discussion at the December meeting to give us all time to absorb it. I mean, he's not even in this position, and
I haven't read it yet.
So much
on
time right now.
That's a great idea. Let's talk about
so
it in December.
Yeah,
good idea, but it's new business.
Yeah.
So just my
exactly.
my
yeah.
comment on that thing, I supported everything in it, except the last thing where he said equity among residents. First of all, I had no idea what he meant by equity among residents. Does he mean that Joe gets $200 stipend, then Mary has to get $200. Is he talking about money? But my other thing is, it's been my big problem at GCOG for a very long time, is the bifurcation of residents and non-residents. I want equity among the whole Sangha and not to have this, you know, an equal status of different members of the Sangha. And I'm sure, you know, residents think the board has more power in board things. Resident, you know, everyone thinks someone else. But I just want everyone to be equal. So I do, and I've emailed him that, and he said, thank you very much. So I don't want to just adopt it without mm-hmm. getting that point.
I think he was calling for discussion and support, that the board supports a discussion of these matters.
The board supports endless discussion.
And I think
these particular
for it.
Matters.
And I think then, you know, bring it back. So December would give time also for the residents to think about it and talk about it and, you know, see.
So Mato, usually it's not an action item, but I mean,
we're at discussion
item. It's a discussion
item.
It has been discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the suggestion would be to bring it back. And he's in place here and is up and running, and we make it an action item, maybe to adopt that kind of a policy in December.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other items for this meeting?
The elections of the board members themselves. Do we want to consider?
Do we
need
to?
Is anybody up for?
No, we're. The way it's described is that Michael needs to make any recommendations. Everyone who's on the board now will remain on the board until the June meeting next year, except for Edith, who will remain for two more years with the current terms. And at that time, Dan, actually next year after June, you finish your second term. So that's the only change on the board right now. Depending on what Michael wants, we could add somebody, and Mato and John and Jerry are current people whom we could consider. But I think, you know, unless somebody wants to be on the board right now, and Doug being on the board sort of precludes me, you, Kendra.
Are you on the board, John? John?
No.
Okay.
So the question is, does anybody want to be on
it
the board?
It would be nice to have Mato on the board, because then we would have another woman.
But then she wouldn't be here at the next board meeting in December.
We don't
right.
know.
Well, I probably will be, but I think there are
two women.
Two
I'm
women.
Not on the board.
Yeah, you both.
John has asked not to be on the board in the past. Do you still want
six.
To not want to be on the board? Jerry, do you have any feeling?
It's not possible for me.
Thank you, for both of you. Mato, would you like to be on the board?
Go, Mato.
Can I consider this for a while?
Yeah, but it won't come up again until December.
Well, I probably will be here in December.
Okay.
I nominate Mato.
But I think
we as a board have to decide whether
we are large.
And there's
usually we get
there's all these side issues about wanting to make sure we have the appropriate number and not too many people were being compensated by Jacoji and
she's
yeah.
not being compensated.
Things like that.
Right
she's
now we have six and we're okay.
She's not being compensated, so we can add her to the board. It's not a factor.
Right, the 50% rule.
So let's table that for now, I think, and maybe if Mike wants to say something about that within the next hour or so.
Well, the bylaws say you elect the new board members at the annual meeting. This is the annual meeting. Hello. And it's also,
when you
nice,
also decide
it's also nice to have members who are staggered so that everyone's term doesn't expire simultaneously. So it would be nice to add another member now so that...
Okay. First thing that has to happen is the board decides whether we want to enlarge or not. Then we talk about elections. So if the board wants to handle first, do you want to, in considering Hollis's feelings and others?
So we have 12 board member possibility.
At one time.
You have to, but we have to determine at the annual meeting what the size of the board will be in the next fiscal year for the next period. And then you, if you say we want to expand and we're going to add a member, then you do that. Right now the board is set at six.
Who are the six members?
No, there's five.
One, two, three.
Jim?
Damn. Four, five, six.
Yeah. Oh, six, Greg. Counting Greg. So if you add
six.
Seven, you'd have an uneven number and you would have a tiebreaker. Oh, that's another recommendation.
Well, I'm not hearing Mato is not saying, I mean, you have to be a candidate and you know, you can't be nominated
if
you're not.
If you feel that I can be useful, I'd be happy to serve.
Yeah.
Okay, can we vote then? on whether to expand the board.
So a motion to expand to 7.
I'll entertain a motion to expand the board. Anyone want to expand the board to 7? Yes.
Second,
just to 7, or do you want to go to 8?
Right here, 9.
You
were
an auctioneer.
You want to
think about it?
Let's do one.
We're to 7. We're to 7. Okay. Any seconds?
I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
So we can have 7 board members.
Okay. I nominate Mega.
Okay.
Any other nominations?
Someone has to second. Or Mega.
And is it the board that votes on membership?
Is this something that Mike has to also approve?
Shouldn't you consider Mike in this kind of chair?
Yeah, I mean,
he's here. He's
here.
Not approving.
Yeah, he's here. He'll approve.
He'll get over it.
No. Okay, I second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Welcome.
Congratulations.
I'm not getting myself.
All right. So,
we'll be sorry.
That's it for the board meeting. Thanks, everyone.
Did we set a date for the meeting in December?
Yeah.
December
2nd.
Wait a minute. There's a closed meeting following the open meeting.
Well, we have to close this meeting.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So, thank you.
Okay.
Is that, who do you want to remain?
We can't.
According to Brian, there's no executive committee.
So,
I can't attend. I'm not a board member.
Okay.
The board and its invitees, I think, and you're certainly welcome and all.
Sure. I mean, if there are legal issues and you want to meet for that reason,
that's
relevant.
So
is
this is
the
thing. Why are we
or come back?
Well, it's just these issues.
So is this just
board members?
Yeah, you got to stay.
Yes. Is this something that we want on the recording?
No.
Yeah, let's just leave it.
Okay,
let it run.
Okay.
Normally you don't for a confidential session.
Yeah, I think we should listen to Brian now.
You usually don't.
Okay.
Big mistake. So, John, you are on the finance team, correct?